Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The official death toll from the firestorm in Maui is approaching 100. But with an FBI estimate that less than 5% of the area has been searched, officials are warning the death toll will likely rise. Hawaii Governor Josh Green yesterday.
I've authorized a comprehensive review of what happened in the early hours of the fire and the hours thereafter. We will build back together. We will find out what we could have done to prevent such loss of life. And we are bringing the full force of government to try to do all we can to alleviate suffering.
The blaze that devastated the historic town of Lahaina is now the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over 100 years. Hawaii is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's home.
I'm completely heartbroken over this, and I know all of you are too. Everything that I've seen transpire over these past couple of days, everything that continues to transpire, hour by hour, minute by minute, it's all heartbreaking.
Maui is devastated and needs your financial help now. You can donate by phone. Call the American Red Cross at 1-800-HELP-NOW. That's 1-800-435-7669. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution believes an indictment against presidential candidate Donald Trump could come as early as tomorrow. Tamar Hollerman said two witnesses confirmed to the newspaper they've been subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury tomorrow. A plane that crashed during an air show near Detroit Sunday was a Soviet-era jet fighter. The privately owned MiG-23 was participating in the Thunder Over Michigan Air Show, one of the largest in the nation. Video posted on social media shows two people apparently ejecting from the plane before it crashed into the parking lot of an apartment complex about 40 miles east of Detroit. The two pilots were taken to a nearby medical facility and are listed in stable condition this morning. We are USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee is criticizing President Biden's deal with Iran to free 5 American prisoners. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says he disagreed with unfreezing $6 billion in Iranian assets. McCaul noted that he also disagreed with former President Obama in 2016 when the United States paid Tehran $400 million in the Iran nuclear deal. McCaul made it clear that he wants Americans to be freed, but warned that Iran will likely use the money for what he called its terror operations and nuclear bomb aspirations. A Wisconsin veteran is about to turn 100.
David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. More than 70 of his family and friends helped him celebrate yesterday at the VFW Hall near Madison. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers.
8 people are injured after a shooting in downtown Memphis, Tennessee. Police say it happened around 2:30 yesterday morning. The victims are between the ages of 19 and 54, and were injured after dozens of gunshots were fired into a crowd. Police have not yet named any suspects. Lance Pry, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, as our hearts continue to weigh heavy over all that's going on in Maui, Hawaii. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is going to join us. He's the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries. Jerry is also in charge of producing the Foundation of American Liberty. It's a film series on America's Christian roots, at a time when kids are going back to school and maybe a lot of parents find themselves homeschooling. I highly recommend that you make this part of your history curriculum. This is so powerful. It is foundational to our country and all that we stand for. But Jerry, with your, with your okay, if you don't mind here, before we get into this, I do want to address for just a moment what's going on in Maui. Have you been on top of what's happening there?
Not, any more than the average person. Although I will say this, somebody in our church who's an older lady, she mm-hmm. has a son who apparently has a house or had a house in Maui itself, and he survived the fire by going out to the water and hanging on to the seawall for several hours yes. as the fire was going high and then ruining everything he owned. I guess he was able to bring with him before he went to hang on to the seawall a computer and some hard drives or whatever, computer-related stuff, but that was about it.
Right.
And so he lost everything. It's just, it is so incredibly tragic. You go from paradise to Dante's Inferno, in a very
exactly.
short time. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Our daughter survived. She lives in the center of Lahaina. And miraculously, Jerry, her neighbor's house is burnt down. Her house was left standing. And
oh, wow.
she's in a new development there. There's lots of miracles coming out of this disaster. I mean, even Maria Lahanakea Church there in Lahaina, about a mile from my daughter's house where I attend when I'm there with her, unscorched, not touched at all. And
yeah,
it's amazing.
I saw
because,
that picture, and it was,
yeah.
like, it was like a miracle.
Yeah, totally. And there's another church that's right off the freeway. They're off of, I think it's the 30 freeway or highway, they call it. They always have signs, seek Jesus, Jesus the answer, that sort of thing. That church, untouched. It's just phenomenal. But, my daughter, Jerry, I'll tell you, it was quite harrowing. I realized when I finally had a chance to talk to her how close it was. Her husband had my two grandsons with him up in Napili, which is about 15 miles away north. And and she had to go back home to get some clothes because she had a job up in Napili to do later on that afternoon. Meanwhile, the fire was burning, and they're kind of used to it because in this particular area especially, in his routine, I mean, 3-4 times a year, fires will break out in that area for one reason or another. It could be electrical. It could be the homeless up there are irresponsible with their fires and trying to cook up a pig or something. And but very rarely, if at all, does the fire ever come down to the highway like this. It will knock over trees, burn trees, take out the road routinely, so people are prohibited from going to the airport to and from. That's kind of what happens. But when you mix it with the perfect storm of 70-80 mile an hour winds from Hurricane Dora that was, you know, coming down south of the islands there, it just fanned those flames, and they were traveling. Jerry, they were telling me they were traveling at about a mile a minute.
Oh my!
You know, you can imagine. So how it came down, and it comes down that hill and into that valley of Lahaina. And so my daughter, when I realized, because I said, honey, how did you escape? Because I'm very familiar with that area. And there's a two-lane road at the beginning of Front Street that you come off the highway on. And that was the only way that you could get out, was this two-lane road. That's why when you see a lot of cars bumper to bumper that are burnt, they were the ones that weren't able to successfully get out. Our daughter, by the grace of God, was able. It took her 2 hours, Jerry. 2 hours to get from her home, which is only 2 miles away from that entrance there at Front Street and the highway. Took her 2 hours to get to the exit. She was able to get out as she's looking in her rearview window, looking over her shoulder, seeing how the fire is progressing. And, intermittently she's thinking, you know, she says, Dad, I'm ready to abandon the car and jump in the water, you know, because people were jumping already in the water and whole deal. And she thought about it many times. And she'd be given a little bit of encouragement to stay on course. And she was smart enough in watching, you know, because the poles were bending. You got to imagine the winds and the trees and bending. And she's, you know, seeing stuff flying off and thinking, I want to avoid. So she would stop in between the danger of the trees or the poles and then move when there was room, because you had bumper to bumper panic traffic trying to get out. And I doubt that there was she didn't tell me specifically, but I doubt that there was any emergency services helping, you know, the people to get out of the area. So it was a mess on so many levels. The tsunami alert sound, which is an early alert system that they test every month, did not go off. The indications that they had of the, you know, high winds, all the conditions that make for wildfires was all right there. And somebody was asleep on the job there, Jerry, sadly. And now you've got well over 100. I have some pastor friends there saying, Bill, it's going to be hundreds of the death toll.
Yeah, and I saw a statistic where they said they've already searched through 3% and found 96 dead. And obviously said now it's more than 100. And so as they search more and more, of course, the numbers will be higher. There is a lesson, though. You know, we're not going to get out of this life alive.
Yes.
And we need to remember that. We need to remember that we came into this world naked. We will leave this world naked. We will give an account before God when we die. It doesn't matter if you gain the whole world, but if you lose your soul, then you're a loser, you know, in the big picture of things. And so it doesn't matter how... I mean, to imagine living in paradise, you know, close to the ocean with a spectacular view, and then in this one incident, you know, you lose it all. It's just, it's heart-wrenching. But I think we have to remember to put our faith in God and put our trust in God. And then
I got to tell you, Jared, to your point, that's exactly what's going on. You know, Greg Laurie has a church there, a satellite church. There's other great churches there on the island that are coming together. And, you know, the people are turning and realizing that, and it's kind of that sentiment anyway, because my daughter's network, you know, the Ohana, as they call it, the family of Maui, they've all come together there. They're housing and helping and, you know, providing food and services, essential services, you know, to their fellow citizens who have come up. They're putting up there in the Pili and in other areas. I guess the hotels are going to put up, give, I don't know, 500 to 1,000 rooms to help the displaced, about 2,000 displaced people who have lost their homes. Because it's going to be a major cleanup. I mean, the governor is even saying this could be 2 years before they get this thing cleared up. But out of all that tragedy And yes, hearts are breaking because it is a small community. They know people. They know people firsthand, Jerry, that have passed away. And to your point, it brings them to that main question, that primary question of, you know, who do I belong to and why am I here, right? We go to break.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry celebrates its 77th birthday, I often wonder what it must have been like to experience Reverend Charlie Byers' first broadcasts back in 1946 when Chambersburg got its own radio station. The excitement people in Chambersburg experienced when they heard the Gospel Tide Hour on air 77 years ago is mirrored and magnified today as people around the globe find joy and hope when they hear of salvation through Christ in their own language, many for the first time. Over the years, the Tide Ministry has introduced millions around the world to the life-saving truth of the gospel, and we're determined to continue this important outreach for another 7 decades or until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jerry Newcomb, the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministries, is with us to talk about the Foundation of American Liberty film series. Jerry, congratulations on this series. This is so awesome because these are the things that are absolutely critical and foundational to our American roots. It is why America exists. to begin with. Unfortunately, this is something that has been forgotten. Academia has decided to ignore it altogether, and it is at a very costly reality, because look at where our country is right now. The foundation of our government, our U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, is being ignored. The belief in God is being ignored. The people are turning their backs on God. And it's real clear, without God, you're bupkis. And slowly but surely, the masses are beginning to realize this. And it's so important for you to be there, you know, presenting the truth to the American people so that they know that they know. And you know, if you want to go ahead and in your own stubbornness, ignore the facts and ignore that God's hand was upon this nation and still go upon your stubborn ways, that's on you. And but hopefully and prayerfully, you see this just like the children of Israel on several occasions, Jerry, when they brought the book of the law out and they read it to the people. And what did the people do? How did they respond?
They repented, and revival broke out, and it was fantastic. And a lot of the people that founded some of the key colonies in America, they did so with the same spirit, you know, where they let the Bible determine how they were going to live. And that's certainly true for the settlements in New England with the Pilgrims and the Puritans and so forth. But backing up as far as the actual series, let me just say this. I like to ask two questions. What's right about America and how did it get that way? And so in trying to answer those two questions, by the grace of God, I was able to make 7 one-hour-long documentaries, which I call the Foundation of American Liberty series. And the Foundation of American Liberty is our Judeo-Christian heritage. And one of the most recently ones that's been rolled out is called Endowed by Their Creator. That's a phrase that comes from the Declaration that shows that our founders believe that our rights come from God. Therefore, what God gives us is a non-negotiable. As my good friend Bill Federer, one of the guests in the special, likes to say, you know, what the state giveth, the state can take it away.
Right,
but
exactly.
What God gives is non-negotiable. And so, you know, by the grace of God, I was able to get all kinds of great guests, including Peter Lilback and David Gibbs III and Dennis Prager and Eric Metaxas and Oz Guinness and Alveda King and Dan Fisher and others. So I was just really grateful that God helped me put all this together. And so bottom line is America in some ways can be summarized in one sentence. And this comes from one of the Puritans, Cotton Mather. He said, religion begat prosperity, and the daughter hath consumed the mother. So in other words, we became very prosperous because of Christianity, and yet in our prosperity and success, we have forgotten God, the source of our prosperity. So it's high time that we get back to God as a nation.
Well, and it is typical, you know, of our humanity, Jerry. I mean, you know, we read it quite clearly. I think this is the important lesson that we get from the book of Judges, right? Things are going great. You're high and mighty. You forget about God. Then your own ambitions and eyes off of God lead you into captivity. In captivity, you suffer enough that you realize, oh, gosh, we lost our way. Let's cry out to God. God, in his mercy, answers the prayer, sends them a leader, gets them out of captivity, and they start prospering again, only to return and do the same thing over again. And so, you know, our country, like so many others, in some senses, is no different. I mean, we were very prosperous in that line, and the daughter consumed them. It is so appropriate, because this is what happens. We see things according to our own eyes. We think we got it all figured out. We can turn our back on God. And here we are. I mean, we the American people today, Jerry, without realizing, are being held captive. It may not be by communist China. It may not be by Russia. But it is a slave to something other than God himself, correct?
Yes. And what's so interesting about America, I think, if you look at some of these amazing facts about history, about American history in particular, you realize that It's as if God himself did something special in this nation.
And,
for example, the Pilgrims, when they formed their colony in Plymouth, Massachusetts, they were complete outcasts and so forth. But before they disembarked the Mayflower, because they had hired some strangers who were amongst them, and because they were blown off of course, and they were not under the English jurisdiction at that very moment where they were going to land there up in Cape Cod, they decided to make a political charter, which was based on their biblical type of covenant. It's called the Mayflower Compact. And historians say this was the first step in the creation of the United States Constitution and really the Declaration of Independence, which came out 150 years later. But this is very interesting because, you know, they started in the name of God, amen, and they said that having undertaken this voyage for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, they said, we do covenant and combine ourselves into a civil body politic. And then after them come the Puritans, and the leader of the Puritans said, for we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all the world shall be upon us. By the way, one of the whole episodes in this series is called A City on a Hill, based on that, and then based on
exactly.
all these other
John Winthrop's favorite saying, right?
John Winthrop, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
right.
and in fact, that episode opens with Ronald Reagan, and it closes with Ronald Reagan, because Reagan loved that phrase, A City on a Hill. And then another episode is called The Beginning of Wisdom, and that's all about how the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Exactly.
This is where America got everything right in the beginning, and how we've gotten everything wrong, you know, currently, really since the 1930s, with the influence of atheists like John, or practical atheists like John Dewey. So, you know, John Dewey explicitly wanted to remove God and religion from education. And so, anyway, he's gotten his wish, and now we have kids shooting kids, you know, but hey, there's no God in the schools, you know. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happened. It used to be, I mean, in the colonial era, the church and school education was taking place at the home and at the church, and it was godly based, and in fact, the Bible, in one way or another, was the chief textbook, and that's when kids could read and write for themselves, and that was the reason for education for the masses was to read, be able to read the Bible. It was for that reason that Harvard and Yale and Dartmouth and William and Mary and Princeton were founded, for the purpose of training ministers in the holy word of God. And so it's amazing we go from that to where we are today, where thousands and thousands of dollars are spent per pupil. If you just take the amount of money that the education establishment charges, and then you take the number of students and then divide it, you realize, man, we're spending tons and tons of money per child, and yet these children can't do basic math. They can't read very well. And I mean, you know, we know it's just going worse and worse, but the kids don't know anything about, many of them don't know anything about God or the Christian faith. The Bible is not allowed in the public schools effectively. It's incredible. So our goal in this series at providenceforum.org, is let people know, how did we get things right in the beginning, and what are those basic principles we need to return to, the founding principles of America.
And it's amazing, Jerry, when you consider and recount the history of this country, how foundational it was and anchored on God, and all it took was a theory, a little bit of a theory that goes back to Darwin. And though it wasn't immediately received and embraced, but to me, that was the original seed of the evil one to be able to come in and turn people's eyes away from God. And now you have a compromised America. Dr. Jerry Newcomb has been with us. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Hello.
Take care.
My name is Gwen Carr. I am the mother of Eric Garner. I urge you to oppose the ban on menthol cigarettes, the cigarettes preferred by over 80% of African Americans who choose to smoke. I do not encourage, support, or promote smoking. Banning menthol cigarettes will increase smuggling illegal, dangerous menthol cigarettes in black neighborhoods. When you ban products sold mostly in black communities, but do not have the same ban in white communities, you invite more police into our communities. My family knows all too well what can happen when police enforce tobacco control laws. Black people have already paid too high a price for discriminatory laws. I urge you to oppose the menthol ban. Let's focus on education to reduce smoking.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
USA News Update. The official death toll from the firestorm in Maui is approaching 100, but with an FBI estimate that less than 5% of the area has been searched, officials are warning the death toll will likely rise. Hawaii Governor Josh Green yesterday.
I've authorized a comprehensive review of what happened in the early hours of the fire and the hours thereafter. We will build back together. We will find out what we could have done to prevent such loss of life. And we are bringing the full force of government to try to do all we can to alleviate suffering.
The blaze that devastated the historic town of Lahaina is now the deadliest U.S. wildfire in over 100 years. Hawaii is Dwayne The Rock Johnson's home.
I'm completely heartbroken over this, and I know all of you are too. Everything that I've seen transpire over these past couple of days, everything that continues to transpire hour by hour and minute by minute, it's all heartbreaking.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Top of the hour, and Adam Andrzejewski is going to be coming up in just a moment, and we're standing by for him. He is, of course, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. As you know, the last time he was here, we were talking about the NIH and these backdoor incentives, these royalty payments that were being handed out by Dr. Fauci. And now we've got some documentation and further disclosure that, again, I mean, it's interesting where we are right now as a nation, that all these lies and deception heretofore that had been hidden away from the American people is now coming, to revelation. And we can be grateful for Adam Andrzejewski, Open the Books, and others that have stayed vigilant to find out, what is going on. It's not, and please understand, it's not that Adam has a specific hair and target for Anthony Fauci as much as he has a particular concern about accountability, which is what we all want. I mean, for all the money that we're paying into this, I mean, we're what are we, $31, $32 trillion in debt now and counting? And it's this kind of stuff that is adding to the incompetence and the inefficiency of our government, and has our government demanding more from us. So we need more money from the people. Let's get 85,000 more IRS agents, and we'll shake them upside down. We'll make sure that whatever money they're hiding under their mattresses or in that coffee can, that belongs to us. We're coming after it, right? This is how frustrating this has become. Adam Andrzejewski is with us now. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Always good. I was just bragging on you, thanking you so much for your vigilance on this, and I hope it's a fair statement. I said, it's not so much that you have a specific hair about Anthony Fauci directly as much as you do about pursuing the truth and holding our bureaucracy accountable. Dr. Fauci and others have taken advantage, and they've been able to be allowed to run amok for decades. And as a result, if you don't find out this problem early, it gets compounded. And here we are with a compounded mess and waste and manipulation and fraud that has taken place as a result of them being able to hide and get away with it, right?
Well, these are unelected bureaucrats, and it's government over at the National Institutes of Health. And so we, the people, our elected officials, the press, the pundits, we need to be able to follow the money. And I think, Bill, at the height of COVID, many Americans of all political stripes started to feel that big government was very close to big pharma. And we identified this database, which is third-party paid royalty payments from the industry, think pharmaceutical company, back into the National Institutes of Health, enriching the agency, its leadership, and its scientists, 2,400 of them. Now we know that there was over 2,000 companies that paid these royalties, hundreds of millions of royalties, $325 million since 2009 over a 12-year period. So this database we identified, you know, if we can follow the money there, NIH has already admitted that every single one of those payments is a potential conflict of interest. And so, you know, this is highly important.
Well, science is important. Data, absolutely critical. Adam, you and I have had this discussion many times here. It would seem to lead us to believe that the information that we've got from science in the last decades is all compromised and corrupt. Is that fair?
Well, I'm not a scientist, and I stay within my own swim lane. You know, we're government oversight watchdogs, and we follow the money. So I can lay out fact patterns, but quite frankly, NIH, National Institutes of Health, is still hiding much of the information we need to be able to do a comprehensive oversight report. For example, they're still redacting what was invented. We don't know what was invented by these 2,400 scientists. They're redacting the patent number of the invention. They're redacting the payment amount to the individual scientist. So, you know, for instance, Anthony Fauci, we now know the companies who paid him. We don't know the amounts. You know, Francis Collins, same thing. All 2,400 scientists, we don't know what they individually collected.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's important that you stay in your lane. You know, forgive me because, see, I, as a an observer and one who reports on these, I'm, and also the way I'm wired, I'm able to, I don't know, call it a gift or whatever, but I'm able to observe what happens outside those lanes. It's important that you stay in your lane. I need you to stay there. But the thing that I'm concerned about is the information that has been compromised, money that the, you know, American people have paid for, all these research papers and everything, the attachment to big pharma. You know that people will do that which they get rewarded for. Dr. Fauci, you had reported on the billions of dollars that he had control of every year. And I'm sure that Dr. Fauci, I'm pretty sure that Dr. Fauci rewarded those scientists that were going to give him the kind of reports that he needed to have to continue this ruse. And that's the way I look at it, Adam. So, you know, both of us need to come together at some point and see how your information complements my theory in such a way, because I think the shame of all this is we're going to be several decades down the road, and the kids that are coming, I say kids, they're kids today growing up and, you know, entering into the sciences, and they're going to look back 20 years back and see this information and go, what the heck were these guys thinking? I mean, this information is tainted, it's influenced, and it's corrupt.
Well, the only way to build trust is transparency. And it revolutionizes United States public policy and politics. And make no mistake, Bill, the National Institutes of Health, they have done everything in their power to stop us from making this information public. I mean, we've had to sue them. We're getting ready to sue them again over their third-party royalty database. We sued them with our legal partners, Judicial Watch. That first suit has been highly successful for the first time since 2005, as I mentioned here, and we're talking about. We've got the names of the companies. It was a knockdown, drag-out battle to get that. We know the top-line numbers for the first time since 2005 with hundreds of millions, $325 million
exactly.
going back from the – from the industry to the agency, and that complements off our federal checkbook data that we hold at OpenTheBooks.com. Every year, incredibly, over 50,000 recipients in the entire healthcare space get government grants from NIH of over $30 billion a year. That's with a B, $30 billion.
Yes. Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible. The friends, the allies, you basically purchases you the entire U.S. healthcare, scientific, academic research space. Following the money coming back into the agency
exactly.
is highly critical.
It's like everybody's captured on the Beltway, Adam,
yep.
in one form or another. Either you're captured by the CCP or captured by the bureaucracy because you're beholden. You've got to give a certain report. And this number that you've come up with, that you've been able to discern so far, is there more? I mean, it's almost like Hunter Biden's taxes. You know, it's like, oh, you know, he's thinking, okay, good. They've only found 50 million. You know, I'm saying that's chump change for the Bidens. I think it's a lot more than that. And just
well,
like I'm thinking here, go ahead.
It's chump change. You're spot on, Bill. It's chump change because just over the course of the last 2 years, according to press reports and lawsuits, Pfizer and Moderna have pumped in another 500 million on top of the numbers we're talking about here, $500 million in third-party royalties. See, our database cuts out after 2020, but mm-hmm. 2020 till now, just two companies, Pfizer and Moderna, have pumped in about a $500 million, $500 million in third-party royalties. Now, yeah. we took a look at the amount of money on contracts and grants since 2008 from the federal government, all their agencies, into Pfizer and Moderna, and it was $65 billion just into those two companies. Their profits in 2020 and 2021 amounted to $65 billion. And now they've paid a $500 million back to NIH on third-party royalty. So here's the question. You know, talk about capture. Did anything
yes.
else on COVID-19 have a chance? And the American people are smart enough to answer that question.
Well, and of course, you've got the censors of Facebook and YouTube and that will not allow you to look into it because it has to comport with what the WHO says, right? So we're in the middle of a hot mess. And Adam, I cannot thank you enough.
Here's
for keeping
a message
the light on
just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-Lexicon or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Adam Angieski from Open the Books and the author of Operation Drain the Swamp is here to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't blame you for being upset, but you need to get upset. You really do. You need to embrace this emotion because this is what the bureaucrats have done to our country. They are destroying our country. They think they know better. I mean, the arrogance, the hubris of these elites is unconscionable. I mean, it is amazing to me to think that somehow they're above and beyond. And I mean, you know, what are we talking about? 340 million people in the United States, roughly, más o menos, here, and the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people, and you've got, what, 540-some, and then you got a bunch of other bureaucrats and everything like that that are involved, so... But I mean, even if you expand it, you say maybe 4,000 or 5,000 bureaucrats, including the elected officials, somehow they have convinced themselves over the years that they know better than the common man. And I got to say this, Adam, you know, if you've ever been on Main Street in small America and you listen to the people talk, the wisdom that emanates, you know, from those coffee clutches and those dining restaurants, you know, it's just... They get it. They are smart, and the thing is, see, they're marginalized because they didn't graduate from Yale. They didn't graduate from all these prestigious colleges and come from the halls of academia and everything. And you know, and because you come from these prestigious institutions of academia, somehow instantly you know better than the common man. But look at what their intelligence or lack thereof has put America, you know, in the situation that we're in today. This is on them. This is not on everyday Americans, is it?
Well, it goes right to the political divide because, for instance, you know, the perfect representation of what you're talking about are the scientists at NIH, and the public face of that during the pandemic was Dr. Anthony Fauci. And he's important to the left because he represents the pinnacle moment of the administrative state. A eminent scientist telling all the rest of us what to do. Now, Fauci is important to the right because he represents what the Nobel laureate economist Frederick Hayek called the fatal conceit of the elites. They always think they know more than what is knowable, and their decisions are always wrong. And so this is the tension that you've just outlined, the collective experience of a free people. 340 million of us living freedom and liberty always collectively make better decisions than the elite at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because here we are.
That's the premise of the American experiment. The American experiment is premised in individual freedom and liberty.
But you can't have that if freedom is compromised.
Correct.
right? If you have censorship like what we have right now in this country, you can't talk about certain things. On my TV show, Adam, we can't bring up the C word. YouTube will cut us off. I was in YouTube jail because we talked about COVID. We didn't even get into anything controversial other than we mentioned COVID. We talked about the vaccine. We didn't, you know, do any deep dive. And one of the early people, you know, doctors that we had on the show, I'm trying to remember her name, Halfpenny. Anyway, her license has been taken away. And she was, you know, at the forefront of this warning people. I mean, she told us straight up on, you know, on the air when I was interviewing. She said, Bill, I will not take the jab. I tell my patients they will not take the jab. I tell my family they will not take the jab. This was her recommendation as a medical professional. Okay. And, of course, it took them a number of years, but they finally now have put her in the penalty box. And I'm not sure if she's totally lost. Sherry Halfpenny, for some reason her name escapes me, so forgive me. But there are so many other medical professionals that, you know, were consistent with their oath to do no harm. But now if you don't conform with the, with what the WHO is saying, you're on timeout and, or you're censored. You know, YouTube says you can't talk about it. So, you know, I guess we've gotten, you know, from the days of George Carlin, we've advanced. We can say booger on the air, but we can't say COVID, I guess.
Yeah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. Well, you know, what this third-party database shows is that, you know, I mean, all kinds of crazy things are going on. Like, for instance, in the rabidly corrupt state of Belarus, they're a Putin puppet state with rampant corruption, their animal vaccine maker was licensing technologies from the National Institutes of Health, paid for by U.S. taxpayers in our government lab. They're licensing them over in Belarus. You've got a Russian animal vaccine maker that the Washington Post found had alleged ties to Soviet bioweapons factories. It was a front group for them. They're licensing our technology. You've got the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products, whose collaborative partner, both on the ground, they're located right next to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, you know, and they're owned by Sinopharm, the Chinese COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer. They're paying royalties to some of the top scientists at NIH. I mean, we can go on and on with the conflicts of interest. You got Purdue Pharma.
Yeah, but Adam, not to mention the fact that they found an end around against international law to do this bioweaponry. Because basically, you know, isn't this what it amounts to? It's some form of bioweaponry? And they're using, it's bad enough they use the citizens of America, but now what you're finding out is they use the world as a, as lab rats for their experiments.
So the Wuhan Institute of Biological Products, they have 64 payments into NIH scientists. So they license technology that we all paid for in our government lab. They're the collaborative partners with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're state-owned pharmaceutical company, Sinopharm. They're a subsidiary of them. And they paid Fauci's two directors, the former one and the current one, and those are the directors of the Lab of Infectious Diseases. They were paying them royalties. They're on their payroll.
Yeah, this is amazing. In a sense, I mean, how is this different, in a sense, than what the Bidens are doing? Because it's like, okay, what does Dr. Fauci have? What is he selling?
So, Fauci, Collins, and the rest of them at NIH would say this is entirely legal. And it is under the 1980 Bayh-Dole Act. You know,
yes.
This whole complex, and it runs deep. There's about 3,000 pharmaceutical companies in the United States, and that includes all the startups. And there are 2,019 companies in this third-party royalty database paying royalties back to the agency. So it runs really deep. This scheme is deeply entrenched in how business is done in healthcare across America.
You see, my point is, if you have an infected area like this, Adam, I mean, is this ethical? You know, for I mean, you may be legal in all this, but what they're doing, this was not the intent of the law, that you would have a small group of elites being paid royalties, you know, because in any other business, you and I have had this discussion before, any other business, if an employee invents something or comes up with something, especially utilizing the tools of that business, then that belongs to the company. That doesn't belong to the individual. But somehow, when you get at this level, they're able to carve out a little special niche and exception for themselves. And it's these exceptions, time and again, that end up capturing our elected officials and eventually end up destroying our trust in them.
Well, and Purdue Pharma is a great example. They're the makers of OxyContin. And during 2010 to 2013, we discovered in this database that Purdue Pharma is paying royalties back to the NIH. And when we researched it, right on the NIH website, there is a study and an admission that NIH was trying to, quote-unquote, partner with Purdue Pharma. And this is after the first time when the company pled guilty to federal crimes in making false marketing claims with OxyContin. So you have Purdue Pharma. In 2007, they pled guilty to the federal crimes. Between 2010 and 2013, NIH is trying to partner with them, and Purdue is licensing technologies from NIH to keep their business going.
Exactly. It seems to me like a little bit of a quid pro quo here, doesn't it? I mean, let's go under the umbrella of NIH, escape some accountability and some of the heat, and so we'll pay them a royalty, you know, for protecting us, right?
Well, it's not a good look because all this grew in, obviously.
I mean, is that? Am I getting this right, Adam?
Yeah.
Am I getting this right? I mean, because you see, again, the pattern that we're seeing that's happening with the Biden family, that's happened with Pelosi, that's happened with all these other politicians. This is the, the industrial complex of all these different entities, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and. Look, this complex runs really deep into areas we haven't even explored yet. But you have a lot of companies from around the world setting up shop right in the Beltway, all these pharmaceutical companies, because they're getting close to where the action is. And the action's out of two agencies. It's the National Institutes of Health, and then the accompanied CDC, FDA, and all the approval places, and your Department of Defense. And so they're setting up right there, and there's a confluence that we're seeing between the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and the NIH.
We're so misrepresented, Adam. It's no wonder the other countries look at America and they're ticked off. You know, because they see it, we don't see it, and they see us as malign figures in the bigger picture. Of how, because of greed, those greedy Americans have come in, they've stripped us of our resources, and they're using us as guinea pigs. This is really sad. America has got to get a handle on its government and get this country back on track, not only for America, but for the world. Adam Andrzejewski from OpenTheBooks.com.
If you learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.